Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon. My name is Joel. I'm speaking to Mr. Perez, Eder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you doing today, sir?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you for asking. So this is what it is. I'm calling from Milestone Capital. We finance businesses, and I know that you have looked at finances in the past, and I'm looking to just provide you with the best and most profitable options to help you grow and expand. So as of now, Mr. Perez, do you have any loans or advances at the moment?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, okay. And how much, how do you, what do you do a month in revenues in these businesses?
Week, I'm doing about
$3,800?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Let me see here. Just give me 1 second. So throughout the year, that's the most you do? You, there's times that you go over at $10,000 or stuff like that?
Yeah, I'll do more, but right now it's like a bit slow. Work a bit slow.
So you would say that monthly you would probably do averaging $10,000?
More than 10.
Okay, so how much would you say?
Would you say 3,800 times 4? That's how much I'll be making right now, the slow end.
Okay, okay, but it could be a lot more than that, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second here. And let me see here. And what type of business is it? What do you guys do there?
I'm on my own semi transportation.
Okay. Okay, and how long you been in business?
5 years, but I did my LLC about a year ago.
Okay, okay. And another thing here, Mr. Perez, do you have any partners or you just the only one running this?
I'm the only one.
Okay. And let me see. Okay, perfect. So if I would be able to get you this capital at the best rate and terms, how much would you need?
About 20.
Okay. Okay, and what would you use it for?
I got another truck, and that would be to put an engine, get it running.
Okay.
Because it just recently went out, so I had to go buy another truck, so I just bought another truck, and
okay.
I still have that one, but I got to put the engine on it.
Okay, and let me see here. And how soon would you need this money?
I mean, it'd be in a week or so. You know, I've got to keep the
okay.
Engine.
Okay, perfect. So let me see here. And go ahead and provide me with the best contact number that we have, that we can have, so one of my underwriters can go ahead and call you and look into this, okay?
Look, before I even do all that, there's some other people that call me, but I'm not, everybody wants my login to my bank, and I'm not, I talked to the bank, and the bank told me not to give my login to no one.
Okay, this is very important that you mentioned that, Mr. Perez, because I'm not asking for any credit scores, I'm not asking for banks, I'm not asking for any of that. However, I do need this kind of information. I mean, it's just pretty much your phone number and the email. Why is the email? Because I'm going to go ahead and send you an email.
No, the email is fine. The email is fine. I give you my number and the email. But what I'm saying, later on, when the underwriter calls me and he wants my bank login, I'm not going to do that.
No, I mean, I don't think we need the logging or anything like that. What we do need is this, for you to do this, is we need you to send at least four bank statements.
For the
past 4 months, just to kind of prove, that's it. I mean, we're not going to get into your personal, because I know it has been very uncomfortable anyways. Okay? So this is what I'll do for you, okay? So I will be sending you an application as soon as we hang up the phone. The application, it's done online. So it can be done on the phone, on your cell phone or computer, very quickly. You will receive a link in that email to complete the application, like I said, and upload 4 months of your business bank statements, and an underwriter will contact you shortly and present you the offer, okay? Let me see here. Can you just go ahead and verify the phone number that you have right now?
830-305-6317.
Got it. And the email, can you verify that for me?
Just put Eder Miguel, Eder M. Perez, .1982@gmail.com.
At Gmail?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see here. So it's going to be just like your first name, Eder Perez, correct?
No, Eder, then the letter M, and then Perez, and then .1982@gmail.com.
Okay, let me go ahead and spell it for you just to double check. It's going to be Eder, let me see here. Okay, it's going to be Echo, Delta, Echo, and then Romeo, and then you said after your first name, it's going to be an Emma, correct?
Yes.
Okay, Emma and Mike?
Yes.
Okay, and then it's going to be Perez, it's going to be Papa Echo Romeo Echo Zulu, 1982@gmail.com, correct?
No, after Perez is dot, period, just a dot, and then 1982@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect, got it. So I want to thank you, anyways, Mr. Perez, for taking the first step. We look forward to getting you a great deal. Like I said, I mean, the email, we already confirmed that. The way we have the correct information to get in contact with you, okay?
Okay.
So just make sure you keep the phone with you, and somebody will get in contact with you shortly, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.